Time to figure out titles. This week, all the answers are alliterative titles, meaning titles that start with the same letter. These can be book titles, film titles, or other media titles. It's three rounds of 10 questions each. Each round, dorky, geeky, and nerdy respectively, is harder than the last. Want to hear more about the show? Visit dorkygeekynerdy.com. I'm your hopelessly humble host, Brian Rollins, and this is episode 346 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. Shall we start the show? The Dorky Round. Number 1. The Classic Tale of a Boy Who Never Grew Up by J.M. Barrie. Peter Pan. Number 2. Either the 1933 classic or the 2005 remake from Peter Jackson. King Kong. Number 3. A 1997 Jim Carrey movie about a lawyer who can only tell the truth. Liar, Liar. Number 4. A 1979 George Miller movie starring a young Mel Gibson. Mad Max. Number 5. Broadway musical and later movie based on the songs by ABBA. Mamma Mia. Number 9. A 2012 movie starring Anna Kendrick that popularized the cup song, When I'm Gone. Pitch Perfect. Number 7. Starring Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi, what was the first SNL movie? The Blues Brothers. Number 8. The movie that taught us all the importance of wax on, wax off. The Karate Kid. Number 9. Jim Henson's creations made their big screen debut in what 1979 film? The Muppet Movie. Number 10. M. Night Shyamalan wowed audiences with a huge twist in what 1999 movie? The Sixth Sense. The Geeky Round. Number 1. The first book in a series of unfortunate events. The Bad Beginning. Number 2. Any one of the movies that starred Rex Harrison, Eddie Murphy, or Robert Downey Jr. Dr. Doolittle. Number 3. A thriller by Gillian Flynn that was adapted into a film starring Rosamund Pike and Ben Affleck. Gone Girl. Number 4. A 1995 Liam Neeson movie about a Scottish rebel. Rob Roy. Number 5. A 2012 Snow White adaptation starring Julia Roberts. Mirror, Mirror. Number 6. The Akira Kurosawa film that inspired numerous knockoffs, including The Magnificent Seven. Seven Samurai. Number 7. Inspector Clouseau hunted down a jewel thief in what 1963 Peter Sellers movie? The Pink Panther. Number 8. A Channing Tatum movie about his early days as a male stripper. Magic Mike. Number 9. What 1992 movie is the highest grossing movie based on SNL characters? Wayne's World. Number 10. Either the 1965 Western TV series or the 1999 remake with Will Smith and Kevin Kline. Wild Wild West. The Nerdy Round. Number 1. The Rachel Carson book that brought to light the dangers of DDT and other pollutants. Silent Spring. Number 2. The first book and the series name for the Mars-based Pierce Brown books. Red Rising. Number 3. A Neil Simon play about his time in basic training in Mississippi and a Matthew Broderick film. Biloxi Blues. Number 4. A 1957 Audrey Hepburn and Fred Astaire movie. Funny Face. Number 5. A 1991 box office bomb that starred Bruce Willis. Hudson Hawk. Number 6. A 1972 Robert Redford film about a hermit that's the source of a meme gif. Jeremiah Johnson. Number 7. What 1967 World War II movie features 12 soldiers sent on a suicide mission? The Dirty Dozen. Number 8. A 1982 cross-dressing comedy starring Julie Andrews. Victor Victoria. Number 9. An 1838 Charles Dickens story about a young man that must support his mother and sister. Most recently adapted in 2002 with Charlie Hunnam as the title character. Nicholas Nickleby. Number 10. A 1999 superhero spoof starring Ben Stiller and Janine Garofalo. Mystery Men. Done and done. What was your score? Reach out on social media or the show's website. Also, let me know if you like these kinds of episodes. I'll be back here next week with music trivia. Here's a clue. What English rock band was the first to release an album billed as a rock opera? You shouldn't need to call up the CSI team to figure this one out. Until then, relax your neck, take a deep breath, and do that thing you've been putting off. It'll help, I bet. See you again on Wednesday. This was the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. If you'd like to help support the show and get extra stuff, consider becoming a patron at patreon.com/dorkygeekynerdy. This podcast is written, produced, and hosted by Brian Rollins. If you love audiobooks or are looking to have your book turned into an audiobook, contact me at thevoicesinmyhead.com. The theme music is Punch Funk by the band Punch Funk. Listen to all their music on Spotify. This podcast is copyright 2025 by Brian Rollins, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening. Long before the summer of love, pride parades down Market Street, and the fight for marriage equality, San Francisco in 1953 was all about the Red Scare, FBI investigations, yellow journalism run amok, and the ladies who play mahjong over tea. In The Unexpected Heiress, private detective Nick Williams is called in to see his lawyer and friend Jeffrey Klein, whose mystery client, under contract to Metro, was just arrested at the Kit Kat Club on Polk Street, but somehow got off with a bench warrant. Jeffrey wants to know who in the police department worked things behind the scenes for the star of the upcoming blockbuster, It Was Raining Then. Meanwhile, a late-night phone call from his estranged father sends Nick into a tailspin, and a family secret, along with a lot of other things better kept hush-hush, are all splashed on the front pages of the Daily News. It ain't pretty. In the end, for Nick and his lover, a strapping firefighter named Carter Jones, it's actually the beginning of a whole new way of doing business. The Unexpected Heiress by Frank W. Butterfield is book one in the Nick and Carter series and is available now on Audible and iTunes.